This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. If you've always had trouble understanding the digital encrypted currency Bitcoin, you're not alone. Color Congress uncertain on the hard-to-trace money. A Senate committee starts to explore the issue of so-called virtual currencies today. The big question is how something like Bitcoin could contribute to the economy, or not. Ashley Milne-Tight takes a look.
If you're wondering why you might even want to use virtual currency, here's an example. George Peabody is a senior director at Glenbrook Partners, a consulting firm. He says take two suppliers who know each other well. They could benefit from a payment system like Bitcoin where they interact with one another directly.
They could start sending payments to each other over what we call Bitcoin rails, over as a payment rail, which could be a great deal less expensive than going through their bank and wiring funds.
Bitcoin cuts out the middleman. That's one of the things Congress is concerned about. If there's no bank, there's a potentially greater chance of money laundering or other unsavory activity. There could be more mundane headaches for consumers, too.
You and I can dispute a transaction and charge it back to a merchant and get it taken off of our credit card bill. That won't exist in Bitcoin.
Still, Peabody says Bitcoin is a worthy experiment, one that needs time to evolve before regulators clamp down. I'm Ashley Milne-Tight for Marketplace.